One, two, three, four. Good morning.
Good morning.
Rehoboth Social number two. Where's my coffee that you got me? Oh, it's right here. Okay, good. There you go. So good morning. So this is our Rehoboth Social podcast, Tom and Christine, episode number two. Mm-hmm. And we're really just doing this to practice doing podcasts. But actually, it might be fun to do a podcast with you.
Yeah. Just coming up with the material. Our everyday, that's enough.
There's enough material.
Enough to talk about.
Well, what were you just talking to me about?
A puppy?
I mean, you know what? A puppy? I actually like the idea of a puppy. I mean, I think a puppy would be great, but what will we get? I don't want a big dog.
No. I think we should do a little one.
Can we look at a schnauzer? The only problem is that they're a little yelpy.
We don't want yelpy. Can't have, like, 5 o'clock in the morning a dog.
I mean, are we going to lock this animal out of our bedroom, too?
I don't know. Puppy's negotiable.
Because now all these animals are locked out of our bedroom, so we have to keep the bedroom door shut. Nobody can go. Nothing can go in there.
It's up for debate.
I mean, if I got a dog, I'd picture him, like, sleeping on the bed.
Yes.
By our feet.
Yes, that I could do.
But if I see that dog slide around on his butt one time.
Straight to the vet.
Straight to the streets.
Got to get that taken care of.
I went for a run this morning. I ran yesterday. 5 miles yesterday, 5 miles this morning. And it was tough.
Because I was going to look at you, said, only 5 miles?
Yeah, right. Well, I ran with Gavin. I've been running with Gavin. And Gavin's on a, he just wants to run a marathon, or I don't know if he wants to run a marathon or a half marathon. But somehow, and Gavin's very good about this, somehow I've been pulled into his training routine. And I'm like, you know, I'll run with you, Gavin. But I run 5 miles, that's it. You know, I'm not training for anything. I'm getting old. I don't, you know, I'm not looking to run a marathon. If this becomes a work or something, then I don't like it. He's like, yeah, no problem. We'll just run. And then he's like, well, I need to get 6 miles this time. I'm like, oh, brother. So we actually did 6.5. And then we did a run on Sunday, which was almost 7 miles, but it was in the snow.
So that felt like a lot more than that, I bet.
Yeah, it made my calves really upset. And it's like my foot would go down, slide back a half a foot, and then go forward. It was like twice the work for the same amount of distance. So then I ran yesterday with James. And what I'm finding, though, is that this other running that I've been doing with Gavin has made what I usually do with James, the 5 miles, a lot easier. Yesterday when we ran, it was an easy run. So this morning I was like, well, I'll just run again. But I was a little tired. My legs were tired.
Happens.
But it was good. It's done.
It happens.
And okay. You took the kids.
I did.
How was that?
It's nice to be able to take them, but I'm going to have to be going back to work now, and that means, unfortunately, I can't. And I like take them in the morning. It's a nice thing to do. You get that little bit amount of time with the kids, and then they go.
Yeah, and it's fun. You know, that's one of the great things about living in Rehoboth is just it's a small town growing, obviously, but still pretty small. We can, and we're actually located where we live. We're in the Rehoboth School District, so our little ones get to go to actually the Rehoboth Elementary, which is a great little school, and it's kind of a unique situation over there because there's not, you know, because it backs up really to the beach, so it's not like people are moving in there, and a lot of the kids, or a lot of the people that live down there, or a lot of the houses, I should say, are rentals, so there's not a big supply of children that go to that school, so... Mm-hmm. Classes stay fairly small, and
which is perfect.
Yeah, and you know everybody, and everybody knows each other, and it's really cool. They are building another school, though. The funny thing is that we gotta ask my dad to do this. the gymnasium. My dad, who is 81, used to play basketball there when he was a kid. So I said, let's go over there. You can hold a basketball and we'll put you under the hood.
Oh, jeez.
And we'll take a picture of you.
Big Dave.
Yeah, before they, you know, before they tear down the school.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, it'd be cool is to take a picture of him, David, and Sam.
Yeah.
And Teresa. Cause all holding went the basketball.
Yeah, because they went to that school.
Yeah, because they all went to that school. Even though Teresa will not, won't make the big building.
No, she won't.
Because right. They'll tear it down next year.
It's going to be sad.
Sam made the big building.
He did.
So you got to go back to work.
I do.
I got to go to work too.
Well, listen, I want to go back to work. I enjoy what I do. I had a nice amount of time off, but it's time for me to go back to work.
Yeah.
I need a little craziness of adultness in my life.
You need some humility.
Yeah.
You need some struggle.
I do.
You need some misery?
Unfortunately, yeah. Just a little bit.
I might have to get Arby's today for lunch. Oops.
Arby's?
Mm.
I don't get a lunch today because I only work 12:30 to 4.
I thought you said 12:30 to 4:30.
No, 12:30 to 4.
Wow, your day's shrinking. That day. But I like how yesterday you're like, I don't think I go to work until noon. I go, what do you mean you don't think? You know or you don't know?
I didn't know.
You knew.
No, I didn't. I had to go look at the schedule this morning.
Oh, I see. What are you doing, Sam? Sam's sick.
Hello.
Sam is sick today, so he's going to stay. Oh, come over here.
No, don't all be spreading coughing. Those germs. Keep that in your germ area.
I'm actually really busy today.
I have a question for Sam quickly.
Go ahead.
What do you think about a new puppy? Yeah? What kind of puppy would you want? Do you know? A small one? So we can cuddle them all the time?
Like a poodle?
No.
No, poodle. Not a poodle. Poodles
someone
get
said,
big.
Someone said, oh, the a nicest pug? Dogs are poodle. I've only been bit by one kind of dog, and it was a freaking poodle.
That's why I won't do a chihuahua, because my mom, a little girl, she was on her way to school and got bit in the butt by one.
Those dogs are nasty.
No, I had a pug. Very, very sweet dogs, but they have a lot of health issues. So that costs a lot of money.
No, I don't know any little
I don't
dogs.
Want a dog that ends up getting really gross.
I don't want a little... I don't
that's
want,
why I said no pug. Because then he has to get in there with Q-tips.
Yeah.
Whole big thing.
All in the folds.
I just want
stuff.
A cute, small puppy.
We'll have to keep looking into different ideas for dogs and then we'll make a decision. But I think it's a... I don't know. We'll have to see. So back to work. I got to go back to work. It is Thursday. And then we have for the Friday, do we have anything for the weekend going on?
Definitely want to do steaks tomorrow night.
Oh.
So Friday's usually our steak night.
So we used to do, we have a whole steak history.
Yes, we do.
We used to go to Lefty's.
Yep.
And then Lefty's dropped the ball.
Mm, they sure did.
And then we used to go to Pickle Pig.
Yep.
That was right about when we decided that we should start trying to cook them.
Mm-hmm.
And now we buy our steaks at Fresh Market.
Yep.
And they are delicious.
Fabulous. Well, so first we tried Giant. And there's something about it. We're like,
no. The steaks were not good at Giant.
So we went to Fresh Market. And there's a whole new world.
Yep. So we traditionally try to do that on Friday. And then for Christmas. No. Was it for Christmas that we got the Instapot? No.
That was for something.
We recently got the Instapot.
I think she just did it just because.
And that thing has been amazing. We cook a lot of stuff. Well, I shouldn't say that. I cooked a lot of different soups, but the main thing we cook in that is potatoes and broccoli.
Yeah.
And rice. And they come out really good. We had pork chops with steamed broccoli last night, and it was amazing.
Yeah, it was really good.
All right, well, you have anything you want to talk about?
Not that I can think about right now.
All right, well, got to go to work. Hope everyone has
Front
a great
papers.
Day. You what?
Print papers. Passports.
Oh.
Vacations.
Yeah, that's another thing. Passports are so much of a pain to try to renew.
And
so
expensive.
You know how much mine's going to cost?
How much?
$200.
Mine's $170 because I'm a renewal.
It's a bunch of baloney.
Yeah.
All right, you want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.